Hey, everybody. We are here at Star Wars Celebration Orlando 2017. And our feet hurt.
Yeah, and it's Friday.
It's Friday.
How does that make you feel?
We're almost halfway through.
Yeah, just about. So we are...
I don't know if my legs can handle it.
The glass is half empty.
We are nearing the end of the day on Friday. We've seen lots of stuff. Of course, the big news is that this morning at the Last Jedi panel, we got to see the new trailer for The Last Jedi. In my opinion, it's still more of a teaser. It's much more like what we got with The Force Awakens. What else do we have today? All the Rebel stuff is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
We got to go to a few panels.
Yeah.
And we've got some coverage. We've got some other people who checked out some panels, too, that we're going to be talking to later on to provide some more coverage. But I thought, while we have a moment here, we're just kind of off in a hallway before we go into the Fantasy Flight Games panel, which we're looking forward to. I thought we could kind of just give our initial thoughts on the teaser trailer this morning. Nothing too in-depth, just kind of an initial reaction. We haven't really had a chance to rewatch it a bunch of times or anything like that.
Wait, you haven't?
Some of us haven't had a chance to listen to it.
That's true. So, how do I put that? Okay, so here's what we're going to do. When we're done with Celebration, we're still going to have some more recordings to actually do here on site. But when we're done, we're going to do a big recap show, a wrap-up show. And that's going to be the first big episode of Echo Base after we're done with Celebration. The next big episode is going to be about our experiences here. Don't miss that one.
Yeah, it might actually be kind of a long one, too.
Eric might rant a little bit.
I might rant a little bit. I might give just the tip of the iceberg of all of the other rants I've heard from other people while here.
And some of it will be warranted, and some of it won't be warranted.
What are you grinning at me? What do you mean my rants won't be warranted?
No, I'm just saying. I mean,
this is not a court of law. Warrants are not required. All right. Seriously, though, every convention has its issues, and it can be annoying there in the moment, but you move past it, and that's fine. This time around, there have been a bevy of issues, a plethora. And we're going to get into that. We kind of have to get into it because it directly affects content coverage. Not just for us, but for a lot of other people as well. So
the country of Costa Rica.
The country of Costa Rica. Literally. So, yeah, we have so many stories. It got to the point where at lunch today, and I still haven't had a chance to do it, I said, I have to start writing all this stuff down, or I'm going to start losing track of all of the different stuff. First off, I mean, the elephant in the room right now, for those who are I'm looking at you, but I don't mean you. For the people here at the convention, the elephant in the room is really how the convention's operated. But for everybody outside of the convention hall, the elephant in the room is obviously the Last Jedi trailer. So some of us were able to see it on our iPhones or our Android phone in Chris's case.
Yes.
In fact, I've only seen it on your Android phone, so
And the people at home have probably seen it more than we have,
right?
The halls were full. The live hall was full,
right?
Last night at like 8 o'clock,
right?
They got rid of
the media line today. Right. They had a media line yesterday that they didn't let most of the media know about. Now that everybody knows about the media line, we no longer have a media line, so we had no coverage for the actual panels.
Right, so we watched it from the floor of the convention center at the Star Wars stage.
Right, where they had a big video screen.
Right, and we couldn't hear it because I was too far away, and the gentleman behind me was streaming the audio translated version in Spanish.
En español.
So, yeah, so between the little bit of volume I could hear from the live stage and the loud Mexican behind me, I couldn't hear it at all.
Escúchenlo. Yeah, it's interesting. So, Lou, you still haven't actually heard the...
No, I tried to do it at lunch, and it was really too loud even at lunch. I'm trying to listen to that, so I...
I've got it downloaded to my phone, actually. Do you want to play it right now while Chris and I talk it over?
Yep, sure.
Okay. So, I actually have it here in my Dropbox. And so, Chris, while Lou is catching up... Why don't you give your initial impressions on it?
It wasn't a wow trailer that the previous TFA trailers were.
Right.
For each one of those, and I'm talking about the two teasers we got, as well as the full trailer, I feel like with that we got things that made the crowd go nuts, or there was this big wow factor to it. The teaser we saw today was good, but it didn't really have that moment. Like, I captured the reaction of the convention hall, or the floor, that is, that was watching it on the StarWars.com stage, and it wasn't very... There was just, like, not a big reaction to it. I mean, there was a cheer at the end, but...
Well, but to be objective about it, a lot of the people who were there on the convention floor watching it at the screen at the StarWars.com stage were much like yourself and didn't have any audio. The people closer to the stage could hear it.
Yep.
But, you know, so you're just looking at the audio. And the audio wasn't critical in this, but there's some dialogue, one line in particular at the end, that is critical, and it's going to be exactly what people are talking about for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, I would call it the audio critical, because there's apparently a lot in the trailer itself that I didn't even know existed, because I'm like you guys, I couldn't hear from where I was standing. And I did watch it later, but I've not had it with headphones or anything, so I've not seen everything. But
mainly it's just orchestral score.
Yes.
And then a couple of lines of dialogue.
Yeah. Well, it's a little bit more than a couple, but yeah. It's
Luke asking Rey what she sees, and she's, I see the light and the dark and the balance. Mm-hmm. And then there's the line at the end.
Yeah. But I think there's a few others, too.
I don't know. Well, there may be. We may need to look at it again. But, I mean, really, this is, if you look at this, it's comparable to the teaser we got for The Force Awakens. And you're right, there weren't any wow moments. But I think for The Force Awakens, a lot of the wow moments were, this was the first new Star Wars that we had ever seen for a long time.
That is true.
So it was our first time seeing Rey.
Mm-hmm.
It was our first time seeing BB-8. It was our first time seeing Poe, Finn.
And the Falcon.
Well, not the first time seeing the Falcon, but, you know, there was that moment at the end. So the lack of a wow factor this time, I think, is it just wasn't...
This was more a dramatic trailer than something... it was a true teaser.
Yes.
So I think we were kind of spoiled with TFA, having those wow moments, whereas... I don't recall the other teasers for Star Wars movies having that. Like, Episode 3 is the one that I remember most, or at least vaguely. And that doesn't really have any big, huge wow moments. It's just more of a very dramatic trailer. And I think that's really what a teaser needs to be. But this one was interesting.
Okay. So,
I
sound kind of ambivalent.
Yeah, I'm obviously excited for the movie, and I can't wait till it comes out, but the trailer did nothing to further the excitement or hype me up even more, which I feel like it should do.
Interesting.
In fact, I liked the poster a lot more.
Now, see, I'm the other way around. Lou, so now you've been able to watch it.
Yeah, I just watched it. I'm kind of caught up, and certainly I haven't probably heard all the detail of every single phrase uttered because... it was in a convention hall, and it's a little hard to hear things here. But I kind of disagree with Chris. I think it was a great teaser. I mean, it's not a full trailer, definitely. You guys already said that.
Yeah.
It's a good teaser in the fact that it's teasing me to be more excited about the movie coming out. A lot of imagery, a lot of quick cuts, so it's hard to kind of follow that. And I think when we did the look at the trailer at Celebration Anaheim, we did it, frame by frame. We took an hour and dissected the entire 2 minutes. So
we also had a table a booth / stage that we could do it at. Here we've been on our feet literally like all day.
Yeah, this is the first time I had a chance to sit down and really watch but I mean, the imagery they showed is exciting. I mean, the stuff that they've kind of gone through and the little bit of dialogue we had, I think, gives enough of it to really think. And I've got to really think about what I've heard now, so I can say, well, is this stuff in order? I don't think it is. I think some of it's You know,
right.
You know, you always get that where they get scenes from later in the movie earlier in the trailer. And,
right.
You know.
You see Finn in some sort of a medical bed. Well, you know he's not going to wake up late in the movie or he wouldn't have anything to do in the movie.
Exactly. So exactly. Because that was like showing the halfway through the trailer.
Right,
like,
right. So it's definitely out of order.
The first half of the movie? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff they showed in there. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, there's new ships across that barren planet, I guess, they're flying across with the red smoke.
Yeah, well, they're kind of ground ship. They have a pole that goes down, almost like, I can't tell if it's a repulsor lift sort of thing or what, with the tip of the pole kind of like gliding through the sand.
Mm-hmm.
So almost like a hydrofoil for the water, but on the sand.
And it looks like we've got some good space battles coming up. Yeah. There's a lot of ships launching out of some sort of a space station or a ship they showed.
Now, see, that's the thing. I thought the space battle scenes, they were short, but...
Mm. That was my favorite part.
They looked exciting. Mm. Yeah,
I mean, my favorite part was I think some of the, and I'm assuming it's flashback stuff, where we're getting the shots of the Knights of Ren, I guess, or there's some, that was that kind of a 3/4 way through the trailer. There was that dark scene where it was right after they showed Kylo that they were coming out of some like red smokish thing. I think it was.
I might have missed part of that. So
yeah, I don't remember that part at all.
I'm going to have to go back and we are going to do a frame by frame
a little bit. So maybe I didn't catch up. But there was something right after they showed Kylo kind of pointing his lightsaber at the lens and stuff. There's another scene where I assumed it was was him and his band of merry men.
The scene you're talking about, but I remember not being able to make out what it was.
Yeah, and I could be just assuming the wrong thing too. Maybe him and his band, but
yeah. As you said, Lou, ironically, the people listening to this at home right now have probably picked it apart frame by frame, unlike us. I mean, the point right now, like I said, we're not analyzing it per se. We're just giving our impressions. You know, did we like it? Did we not like it? Does it make us excited?
I'm excited. Yeah. I liked it. I'm excited. It was shown. I wish I could see more, but I'm happy to wait until, the fall.
Right.
Which we're going to get the real trailer in September, October, something like that.
I do want to say something. I kind of don't think that the trailer was, I don't want to say edited well, but the way it was formatted, my initial reaction was, wow, that felt, like, shot-wise, felt a lot like The Force Awakens, I think, trailer 2? No?
I think it was a lot like
trailer
the initial
one.
Teaser.
We got at Celebration. I think I'd like to see them side-by-side, shot-for-shot, because they were pretty close and quick, I think.
The format was very much, the same chord progression if it were
same
music.
Thing with the voiceover and same thing with the scenes and the quick stuff towards the end and really action-based stuff at the
end. Even the opening, you got the a establishing shot, in this case, instead of sand, this was rocks, and it just sits there for a second, and then all of a sudden, boom, you get Rey's hand. Just like, boom, we had Finn pop up out of the sand. From that very establishing shot, you can tell that it was kind of in parallel to the original teaser.
Yeah.
I got excited for this. I mean, it looks like there's going to be some interesting stuff with Luke and Rey, but I'm glad that they really did a good job of showing. We have some shots of Leia. We got to see some action going on. The space battles look great. The new ships on the sand look interesting. And it really doesn't tell us anything at all about what to expect story-wise. But, again, this is an imagery thing. This is a tease. And then let's cut to the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The last line. What was it, Chris?
You put me on the spot.
Because I don't remember myself because it was hours ago.
Lou just watched it.
I just watched it, but I don't know if I know
exactly. The Jedi must end?
Now it's time for the Jedi to end.
Yes.
Yeah. So... Again, we're going to tear that apart later.
Right. My thought process was originally, and this is kind of, tongue-in-cheek laughter, but, I think Luke changed his name to, Ren, and those are his knights. So
there you go. Yeah. Knights of...
I mean, we have speculation between the trailer and the poster. I mean, the poster now has, Luke and Kylo in red.
Right.
Red is a very specific color in the Star Wars universe.
Yeah.
We hear his voice saying the Jedi must end.
Right.
And we have the poster that Chris loves so much, which I think is a very good poster as well. Rey in a very similar pose to what Luke had in the New Hope poster.
Right.
Standing there with the lightsaber in the air, facing up. Is she the next, and not that Luke had much, because, we don't really know what the storyline of Luke after.
Yeah.
Jedi, but
right.
So we don't know how big he grew with what he, you know, tried to develop as you know, Jedi.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, maybe this is a case of him failing at doing what he wanted to do, and obviously he failed with Ben. So now he's this has got to end. We got to change this.
Yeah.
Do you think that the that line is going to actually be in the movie, or do you think it was just something that was made for the trailer? Or if it's cut up from two different lines?
That's an excellent question. It would not surprise me to discover that that is not actually included in the film. That is something that is done very commonly. But I think that the intent of the line is definitely going to be part of the film. I mean, that's the whole, if we get that literal piece of dialogue or not in the film, I think even if we don't, that question is the important part. So I'm really curious as to where, again, we'll analyze it later, but I'm curious as to where they're going to go with that.
Mm. Yeah. See, I don't think that'll be in the movie at all. I think this is more like the same voiceover we had for the original trailer from Anaheim.
Between Maz Kanata and Rey for The Force Awakens, that sort of thing.
Well, the ones from the original trailer. With Luke talking, from the original trailer we got at Anaheim.
Oh, the one about family.
Not the teaser, but the so what else today? Let's just kind of go over how the day went. How was day two for you guys? We were split up for part of the day. We were together for part of the day. We had a lot of our friends here.
I tried to go
Patreon
to the store
donors
today.
And otherwise. And you tried to do what?
I tried to go to the store today, you know, the official Celebration store.
You tried. Did you not know where it was? What happened?
I found it. The line was 3 hours long.
Well, yeah. To get in, right?
I don't know if that's to get in or if that was the total time they figured you'd be in the store and coming out. But three hours, I have a problem with the fact that retail is not something new. We should be able to handle
yesterday,
a few transactions faster than that.
Yeah. As soon as they opened the doors yesterday, I went immediately to the store. And it took me almost an hour to get into the store. And then as soon as I walked into the store, all of the pins and lanyards were behind the registers. And that's all I wanted. So I did not even get to look at the stuff in the store. I immediately walked straight through to the line for the registers. And then I spent another hour, almost hour and 45 minutes in that line. So it took me a little under 3 hours, with that being the first thing I walked directly to on Thursday, the least populated day, while this 40th anniversary panel was going on. I mean, this should have been the perfect time to go do that. And then when I got out of there, the lines were twice as long as when I went in. The lines for the store were insane.
And that's the one thing. There's a few things I want to get in the store. I mean, I like the pint glasses, a few other things, and I'd like to go in there. So,
yeah,
get there early and do it. If not, you're not going to get in, I think. But
yeah.
I mean, I can't see spending 3 hours waiting in the store of a day you want to spend on the floor doing stuff.
Right. Yeah, not when there's so much other things you can be doing.
Right. Yeah. And that's really the key is anything, like we talked about in the prep things, any given moment, you need to have an awareness of what else you could be doing, and that's how you make your decisions. We could have been waiting in line for 6 hours for the panel. We could have been spending the night here, or we could have been sleeping so that we had a little bit more energy.
Well, since this is our two-day wrap-up, I mean, I spent, a good chunk of yesterday laying on my back.
That's true. Strapped down to a bed. We've got video. We've got pictures.
I wasn't strapped down, but I got my tattoo yesterday.
Got your tattoo. And what is the tattoo of?
My tattoo is of Obi-Wan's lightsaber from A New Hope.
Nice.
And a little, instead of a blue blade coming out, there's a blue Jedi symbol.
Yep.
At the emitter end.
And are we allowed to tell people on which body part it's located?
Yes.
Okay.
Careful.
We already know the answer. I'm just messing with you. Yeah, it's on left forearm.
Yep.
Right?
Inside my left forearm.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. Very excited. Very happy.
It's very high quality. I'm not into tattoos, but I mean, it looks really good. And by a licensed Lucasfilm artist.
That's right. I have licensed Lucasfilm art on my arm now.
That's right. Permanently.
So that means that your arm is partially owned by
Lucasfilm.
Yeah,
that's right. They can take it back.
You're now trademark. Yeah. We are not allowed to show you on video. Did you know that?
That's right. Yeah. My arm is no trademark.
Hey, there have been sports issues with that, right? Like athletes with tattoos different things. And they had, there was some issue with someone. I forget who, because, I keep up with sports.
You do, yeah. So I laid there for almost 3 hours, I guess, and quite a few listeners and staff members come by and harass me.
Yeah, it was fun.
Doing it. But.
So that was yesterday, and you've recovered today?
Yeah, that was fine. I had to have the... they put this kind of plasticky dermal skin thing on top of it that's got to be on there for 4 days, and they put the one on yesterday, and they had to take it off, put a new one on today, clean it up a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, some of the ink, I guess, leaks back out, I guess, of the wound as it's healing for the first 24 hours or whatever, I guess. So I woke up this morning to a black, smudgy looking. I was like, oh.
I know.
She said I may be a little shocked in the morning, but yeah, it's interesting.
I saw it, and I thought, ah, maybe it didn't like it anymore, and just took a Sharpie and scribble it all out. Because that's what it looked like.
Yeah, I basically had a completely black outline of a lightsaber.
Right. All right, well, we've got just 15 minutes before our Fantasy Flight Games panel, so we're going to go get in line for that. Tonight we've got another get-together, and no, don't do a mic drop here. It's carpeted, it's carpet, that's great, yeah. But I only have so many backup mics
with me.
But we're going to do a get-together at City Walk at Universal Studios, and we're going to get... it's going to be interesting. We're going to get other people on the mic. We're going to talk more about what people saw and what they thought about things, and we'll be posting that. So for tomorrow, we've got all the Rebels news. It's Saturday. It's the big day at the convention. Big day, population-wise. They're both rolling their eyes and shaking their head, and Chris looks like he just wants to collapse on the floor.
I do at this point.
Yeah. For those who haven't been to something like this, it can be very physically exhausting. And Lou and I are in our 40s, so... It takes a toll, but even for Chris, you know, in his 20s, it's still a lot of walking. It's a lot of going from one thing to another, speed walking, ducking back and forth in between people in a crowd. It's physically strenuous, but it's fun too, and it's exciting, and that's what we're here for. So we are going to bring you guys some more coverage of what's going on tomorrow.
Yep, it's all about the experience.
Yep. So, that's it for now, and stay tuned. We will have more to come.
The Force will be with you, always.